In cities like Boston, where the streets are so congested with traffic, there are those who have abandoned their cars for alternative means of transportation, either because of the traffic or cost or in favor of exercise or simplicity, that they now ride their bikes to work. And with so many cyclists there in one town, groups start to form where they can get together at different times throughout the week to take longer rides for enjoyment. And the groups have different names, like the Wednesday Wheelers, meeting there in the middle of the week, or the more mysterious Spoke and Mirrors. Or my favorite, the Spin Doctors. They probably grew up listening to music in the 90s. And apparently, the person in the back of the group riding his or her bike is called the Sweep. They have cleanup duty. As Laura Everett writes, the Sweep's job is to ride at the back of the pack, ensuring that no rider is lost because he's riding in a careful, deliberate way. The Sweep is often pedaling slower than he might otherwise. That it is the intentional, resilient pace of love. Whether we are keeping everyone together or caring for the most vulnerable, or cheering on the riders up ahead. In the book of Genesis, God makes this promise, a covenant with Abram and Sarai, as they are known before their calling from God, that God says, Sarah will have a son, and I will make your descendants a great nation. I will be your God, and you will be my people, and I will bless all nations through you. Well, God's promise, God's covenant, unfolds slowly, to say the least, that it becomes this lengthy journey that is always stretched out in front of them, full of starts and stops, of joy and pain. But God is faithful to them along the way. God is faithful, staying with them through the laughter of, you will have a son, where they learn to believe through their disbelief. And God stays with them through the endurance of venturing to an unknown place where they have to continue to listen closely to God's calling. And God stays with them through the utter hardship of looking up and seeing a ram in the thicket, where they discover that God does not require the unthinkable. In the book of Hebrews, where it looks back on Abraham and Sarah, taking notice of their new names after the calling of God and this new place that they ventured out towards, it recognizes that Abraham and Sarah could never run ahead to see what would happen next, that they had to embrace the resilient pace of love. That based on Abraham and Sarah's experience, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things we cannot see. That what we build in this world, which matters the most, things that we can see with our eyes, comes from the things that we cannot see, which always unfolds slowly before us. But none of us really like going slowly. It's why we avoid driving through Atlanta. Whether you love eating at the Varsity, and you would go every week if you could, or whether you have season tickets to the Fox Theater, we hesitate anytime we have to drive through Atlanta because of all that traffic. That according to the American Transportation Research Institute, Atlanta has two of the top five worst bottlenecks for trucks in the entire country. If you look at the entire state of Alabama, we don't even have one that cracks the top 100. But Atlanta has two of the top five. It's the junction of 285 where it crosses I-85 North, and the junction where I-20 crosses 285 West. That sitting there in traffic, creeping along, is absolutely maddening. But there are some things in this world which only unfold slowly. That creativity cannot be rushed. Compassion is not like driving around through the drive-through window. Courage is never in a hurry. Caregiving happens in first gear. Forgiveness is measured and gradual. And justice is a marathon, never a sprint. It's why St. Augustine recommends getting a really good pair of walking shoes. Because Augustine says, you know what? It is solved by walking. Well, someone in the back of the class raised her hand and said, what is it? What is solved by walking? And Augustine simply said, you'll have to do your own walking to find out. But it is terribly difficult to pedal at the pace of love. So we simply begin by trying. It is said that the well-known composer Stravinsky wrote a beautiful piece of new music that had a very technical violin solo in it. And unlike the beautiful solo that we heard this morning, after weeks of rehearsal, the soloist went to Stravinsky and said, I have a problem. I cannot play the solo. It is far too difficult. And Stravinsky goes, yeah, I know. I understand. That's why I wrote it that way. What I am after is the sound of someone trying to play it. Which, of course, makes no sense at all. Why would you write a piece of music that cannot be mastered? But then again, how do you perfect creativity? How can compassion be impeccable? Do we always get courage right? Can caregiving be mastered? Can forgiveness be perfected? Is justice ever flawless? The only way to practice the ways of love is to trade in what is perfect for what is faithful. To trade in performance for commitment. That we keep trying. We keep making an effort. We keep pedaling to make sure everyone stays together, or to pause to care for the most vulnerable, or to encourage the riders up ahead. That we simply try. And we discover the grace of God along the way, revealing to us the things we could not see if we were running ahead towards perfection. In the year when Kristen lost her two surviving grandparents, and in that same year where her older sister went off to college, and in the same year where her mom left the family, the only person left in her life was her father. And like many parents, they would sit down at night and he would read her a story before bedtime. And during that chaotic year, as they sat down reading a book one night, he looked over to her and said, "Let's try to read a book together every night for 100 straight nights." And she had this big smile on her face. And every night, they sat down and they read a book before she went to bed, putting another notch in their streak. And they finally reached that 100th mark, and they celebrated one night with pancakes. And sitting there at the table, swimming in syrup, she leaned over and said, "Let's try for 1,000. So, of course, he said yes. And every night, they would pause right before she went to bed and read a book together. They did reach 1,000 nights. In fact, the streak kept going for 3,218 nights, over 8 years, never missing a night. That the streak continued through middle school and all of its ups and downs, and through high school as she kept growing in her independence. That when she had theater practice late at night, he would swing by during rehearsal and they would read together between scenes. And when she went out with her friends late into the evening in high school, they would all swing by for about 10 minutes so they could read together. That this streak provided security during an insecure time. That it was the resilient pace of love. The streak ended in 2006 when Kristen went off to college. But on that last night before her first day of class, they sat in the stairway of her dorm and read the first chapter of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, the book that had started the streak. That we do not always know where the love of God might lead us. But we do know it just might lead us there slowly. So we keep trying. We keep making an effort. We keep showing up. We keep pedaling. Because it is how we build what we can see. Out of all of those things that matter the most, which we cannot see. Amen.